Welcome to the Sword of Helpful podcast.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit.
It's been a while since we recorded a podcast.
Okay, so
welcome back.
Yeah.
Happy spring semester.
Yep.
We have left y'all in the dark for a little bit. We didn't.
Not a bit.
I don't know. It's just been a while. That's the whole premise.
Yeah.
So we're a bit rusty. How would you explain winter break from your point of view? How was it, essentially?
It was boring. it was very boring. I didn't really do any shit. Mm-hmm. Christmas was great. I enjoyed Christmas. My brother from California came down
Ooh.
For a couple days. That was pretty cool. That was pretty much it. I really didn't do anything. I did finish, like, 4 shows, because I was binge watching movies and shows throughout the whole break, so I took that opportunity, because whenever I'm back at school, I have, like, no freaking time. So, that was pretty much the highlight of my entire break. How about you?
Mine was productive, I would say. Really? The most productive break, and the most that I was not in my head.
Nice.
Because the breaks before, it was just just 2 breaks. Because well, we have 1 winter break and then 1 summer break, and now this is the 3rd break we've ever had, aside from like Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Before, I was in my head a lot with just that feeling of where everyone leaves, and then you're stuck alone with your own thoughts. And you're like, why isn't anyone texting me? Why isn't anyone talking to me? Why, you kind of get a little paranoid. But I just did not care this break. And it felt really good.
Good.
Especially when I noticed that. I'm like, man, no one's talked to me in a while. And I get that. Because I've been so busy that I haven't even had time to think about anybody, to text anybody. I mean, there was the occasional little banter. And I was fine with that. Yeah, I mean, no one listens to this. So I was exactly. I was in the studio. Where could it be? I don't know. Just a studio. Doing the clays, doing the ceramics, throwing. Mm-hmm. It was like nobody there. A couple friends that live here in Oswego though. Just practicing throwing. It was really great. And then I would, I helped deliver flowers for my stepmom, and just been really focused with life. And then I went to Florida for about 2 weeks. That experience was, it's always strange going down there for me, personal reasons, but I connected with my brothers a lot. It was really fun. I love them so much. They're little bros, little brown bros. They're so smart.
Yeah.
They're 7 and 9. They can play freaking electric guitar and solve Rubik's Cubes really fast. And
really?
They're just, like, responsible. They do the freaking dishes. And I don't know. But, yeah. And then I came back, threw some more, and hung out with you.
Yeah.
And who else did I hang out with? Oh, hung out with my other friend. My other friend who's in here, Haley. And then school started, and the thing that scared me was in the first couple weeks before school started, I was getting that little feeling in the back of my chest where I was like, fuck, I don't want this to feel like fall again.
Yeah.
Like last semester.
Yep.
And the only way I can truly describe it is like kind of a PTSD moment. Did we lose? Oh, no.
No,
okay,
we're good.
We're good. Yeah.
No, yeah, I completely get that, too, because last semester, I know I've talked about it before on here, that I was having a really, really rough time with my classes, and that my grades weren't where I wanted to be or where they needed to be, and I was just really disappointed in myself, and a lot of things just not going the way that I need and want them to, and I have a lot of, like, you can say, like, that PTSD with test taking, like, even weeks, months even before this semester started, I was already like in that mindset of, like, I would think about school, like, I'm excited, but then that thing, that like black cloud of, oh, you have to do, you have to take these tests again, and you're gonna have these, remember those bad experiences you had last semester, and you can't remember anything when the test is fucking slapped down in front of you on the desk, and you're gonna have a really hard time getting those grades back up, you're just gonna have B's and C's for the rest of your academic career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really, it hurts, because I want to do better this semester, but it's just that, you know, I'm afraid that when, finally, when I have to take a test again this semester for the first time, it's going to just be this endless cycle of kind anxiety of
a,
and
a relapse, or just exactly. a digressing back to.
But I've actually been better, and I want to ask you this. So you remember how I told you that I'm on anti-anxiety medication?
Yeah.
How have you think, do you think it's working?
I mean, I've only seen you like 2 times
yeah.
since you started it, so.
That is true.
I mean, like, you do seem, I don't know how to explain it. You seem happier.
I know. I can't even explain it. Like, I feel better. I really do feel better. And I feel lucky that I'm not the person that, you know, it makes them worse, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's a common side effect in a lot of antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing about it is I can't smoke weed. So I have 2 joints from California in my little cigarette box that really? I can't fucking smoke.
They can last a long time.
Exactly.
I don't think they go bad.
You know those, like, cute little cigarette box, like, yeah. cases?
The I bought one of those.
Yeah.
It's my rose dad gold. Has one of
it's
those.
So cute. Yeah.
And it only has 2.
Yeah, and it like moves around in there.
You should have got a smaller one. And, like a little plastic I'm one that's like the anti scent.
I'm expecting more.
You're just collecting.
I am collecting.
And then when you get off your medication. I mean, you'll still be anxiety free.
Exactly. I'm not fucking worried, because this, like, it's called sertraline, and sertraline's supposed to, like, apparently cure it. I'm not ever gonna feel the way that I used to.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah, that's, like, the goal, right? Like, yeah. I want that to happen. And
maybe I should.
I think everyone should fucking do it.
I think I should look into it.
I don't know, though. But it can, my story isn't gonna be your story, you know what I mean? So it might make you worse, you know what I mean? Like, my friend Jacob, he was saying that he was on sertraline for a bit, and, like, and it is, like, a worry of, like, increase like depression. That felt fantastic. That sounded fantastic.
Sounds
fantastic.
What?
Those cracks. What I just heard.
Oh.
That sounded absolutely fantastic. It sounded
fantastic to have an increase in depression.
No. Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. Folks, oh, yeah. Like, get that fucking kink out. Crack the
My
spine.
Neck gets really tight, and people tell me not to do it, but I'm like, if I don't, I'm going to be stiff.
I want some. I want somebody to just crack my entire spine all the way down from my neck to the, like, tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it to be, like, an endless, like,
like, you know, those, what I mean? Like, plastic tubes. Just,
like, so bad.
Go to chiropractor.
No, the chiropractor, I saw this video yesterday. Have you ever seen the old lady with, like, scoliosis go to the chiropractor?
She's like,
yeah, dude. And he showed, like, that video to another, like, professional chiropractor, and he said oh, I'm upset to see this, because that could paralyze the, like, woman and fracture more of her spine. Like,
she
that is so true. Yeah, like, even in ladies, or, like, older women especially, are way, like,
fragile.
Yeah, man, like, that's gonna happen. That's, like, fucking crazy. After that video last night, I'm not going.
You saw it just last night?
Yeah, just last night, that video, and I'm like,
I've seen that, like, a year ago.
No, not the old lady.
Oh, but the review
saying,
of
like,
it.
The like, don't go to the chiropractor. Be careful where you go.
Oh, but this is so unrelated, but my dad has, like, the best chiropractor in the world. His name's Dr. T.
Yeah.
Because his name's so difficult to pronounce.
Yeah.
And he is, like, one adjustment, he's like, see me in a week, you know, not the constant, like, see me, like, come tomorrow, come back tomorrow, yeah. like, I'm going to keep
you
on
don't
fixing
want
you.
To do that. You
he doesn't want you to keep coming back to him, bad. And, you know. My dad had, like, a really bad pinched nerve in his arm. He could only, like, find just, like, the one spot, and he'd be fine for, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then he'd have to find another spot. But I went to him. I don't think it was him, but it was a different guy.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
And then he, like, prescribed him, like, stretches, like, yeah, the cat and the cow and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'd recommend him. You can.
Is he in Oswego?
Yes.
I've been to 2 chiropractors so far in Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was the kind where your neck, mm-hmm, and the rest of your body. But then the second is most recent.
Mm-hmm.
She has this, like, I don't even know what it is.
Like a little clicky gun? Like
a little clicky gun, exactly. And you're like, you know,
mm-hmm,
the areas.
Somehow.
And it doesn't, like, feel anything. Like, I want to feel my spine crack.
Then you have to go to the bad one.
I know, but then, like, I don't want to be paralyzed if something bad happens.
I'll try and get you the number of Dr. T, then.
I'm going to keep leaning back in my chairs from now on, because
I should probably, like, go, because I think I have back problems from throwing on the wheel.
Yeah, you're hunched over, wicked. Yeah, mm-hmm, that's a good idea.
It's my lower back, if anything.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Yeah,
excuse me. I need a massage.
Oh, bruh. That really stunk.
Bruh, what'd you eat today? Give me some banana bread.
I'm sorry. One moment.
Yes.
Banana.
Banana bread. I made banana bread. So good, dude.
Multiple times. Mm. So we had a lot of rotten bananas.
Mm.
So apologize for the banana ASMR. But we got it. If you have some rotten bananas, now's the time to make banana bread.
We gotta make them.
You know, it seems like a chore, but it's worth it. But yeah.
What was I talking about?
That stanky, stanky feeling from last semester.
So, yeah, sorry. Oh, well, fuck. That was really good. So, like, sertraline can, like, increase suicidal thoughts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that, like, happened to him. Jacob or whatever.
But you had a good experience.
I'm having a good experience so far. So, mm-hmm, just like, you know. And I don't have a therapist. Yet.
Me neither. Mine's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, she's having a baby soon.
I don't have a therapist, but I went to my, like, you know, regular doctor.
Doc.
And that's where I got prescribed it. Like, you know when you get those sheets in the beginning of, like, the doctor's appointments where it's, like, check off, like, how you, like, are you easily annoyed?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not enjoy doing the things you used to enjoy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those little,
I don't get those. I wish I got those, but
you don't get them?
No. When I would go to therapy here on campus, they would send me a little sheet that I'd have to fill out, like, do you get angry easily or something? Yeah, shit like that. I don't have to do that in my doctor's office. But one time, it was, like, a couple years ago at a random just checkup appointment, she, like, they have to ask you, like, you know, how are you feeling? Are you feeling depressed? Like, you know, how are you feeling? And I was like, you know what? Let me give this a shot. Let me see what she's going to say if I say that I've been depressed. So I say yes. I have, like, the most condescending doctor. It's probably not the best. It's just, like, very, like, oh, okay. All right, sit down over here. Oh, you feeling okay? Very, I hate that. It feels like I'm being babied.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know any other doctor, so I can't say I'd rather have a different doctor.
Yeah.
But she, I got off of the bed,
mm-hmm,
with the fucking crinkle paper, and I sat down on the chair in the room, and she pulled up her little doctor's seat. She got a clipboard over, and she's like, do you feel depressed on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, have you seen those TikToks? Yeah. It's pretty much that.
Really?
And just, like, went down the list, and I just explained. It was the most uncomfortable thing, because she was, like, closer than we're sitting right now, like, elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see her sheet of paper. And it's like, you know, I know you're supposed to tell your doctor if you're feeling something, mm-hmm, if you're feeling funky.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I regret this.
Yeah.
And no, that was the other time. I was going to say I have been prescribed on, like, it was an anxiety medication. I don't remember what it was. And they gave me a breathalyzer. Or no, not a breathalyzer.
What?
An inhaler, I mean. Because I was having, like, weird heart moments.
Yeah.
Where I was, like, anxiety out of nowhere. Just like, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
But that didn't work. And it made me feel weird. So I stopped doing that. But that was when I went to urgent care. Didn't prescribe me anything for depression. She's just like, are you going to therapy? I'm like, yeah. She's like, is it helping? I'm like, yeah. So she's like, okay, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I don't.
I almost want a name drop right now. I want to know who it is.
I'll name drop the place. It's on the east side.
Yeah.
Behind the Thrifty Shopper. sort of. It's like Port City Meds, Port City Medicine, Oswego
Health.
No, Oswego Port City Medicine doctor's office, I think.
Are you sure that's like a legit doctor's
office? I would always call it Dr. Varnum's office. It's not the name of my doctor.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't. He's retired. Okay, so, cool. But it is Dr. Varnum's
office. Okay, awesome.
I
have a pretty cool doctor, though.
Do you go there?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. I can't really like go anywhere else because it's impossible to get another doctor. But
yeah, that is true.
So I don't know, and also I don't think I've felt like intense anxiety to where I'm like, I think I need to go on anxiety medication. So
that's good
for me to say, like, it try it. It does not really. I might not be too equipped for it.
Yeah.
But okay. That's so gross.
I know. I should just belong there on the floor. Thanks. Okay.
But yeah. Stanky feeling. But fast forward to now.
Everything's alright.
Everything's fine.
I have a really chill, lax schedule this semester.
Yeah.
Classes seem to be easy peasy, lemon greasy. I'm not worried. But I do have to say, going back to the test anxiety thing, this is adding on to it now. I took one quiz in my calc class last week on Tuesday, and I knew exactly what I was doing. Everything was like, yeah, man, I got this. It's so easy. I hand in the quiz. It's a quiz. I get out. I go to work. My heart drops. I forgot a negative. I've got two negatives.
The fact that you remember that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And I emailed him. I was like, bro, what is your partial credit policy? Because I forgot that this equation had a negative. And and three of the questions were involving that equation.
Mm-hmm. So that's
so fucked up.
Three big points per question.
So that didn't help. I was very, very upset because I knew what I was doing, you know? And then, of course, my downfall, I was rushing through it. I wanted to get it done, and there was a fucking negative.
Happens.
But I'd be so not
upset.
To me. Yeah, I would.
But I'm fascinated so that you remember that.
I'm
that
still very like, upset.
That it's such a small little thing.
That shit happens to me all the time.
It's very painful. That would happen to me when I take math tests. Math works in, like, patterns in my head.
Yeah, good.
It's not so much, like, numbers. It's just, like, yeah, I remember it looked like this, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just filling in the blanks.
Yeah, right.
But there'd be times where I just have no clue, and I would just fake it till I make it.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm tired, man. I'm
feeling
man.
Depressed during it's just
okay.
today.
Okay. Where were we?
It's good.
It's
good. I'm a little tight packed with my schedule. I've been having to pack lunches and like figure out where the microwaves are and where I can eat. And yeah, because I have 15 minutes between one of my classes for 2 days a week where I have to get from Tyler, warm up my food, eat it, walk all the way to the end of Murano here, which is basically the opposite side of campus. And I tried... Because we've been getting out a little early for the first week, so I've been lucky, and I could drive and park here, but it's like noon, so it's crazy everywhere. And it's a long way to walk to my car, and then it's trouble parking over here. So, and then one day, it was Friday, and I thought that my class was online on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting at home, I'm like, okay, I'm good, you know, eating my lunch, refreshing the Zoom link, it's not working.
No.
So, I shove like half of my lunch down my throat and I get back in the car. And even like, because it was like just when the class was supposed to start that I realized, like, shit, this is in person. So, I was somehow I was 20 minutes late by driving down the hill, got stuck at the light, couldn't find a parking spot because it's noon.
Yeah.
Then I had to walk all the way from there because it was far away.
Mm.
And yeah, but he wiped it because he's like, yeah, this is in person. Like, you know, it's fine. Like, I don't know why you thought that, but I'll wipe it. Then I was late the next class because I was trying to fucking eat.
Yeah.
And
what class is it?
It's Spanish. And it's like 30 minutes long. Sort
Spanish?
Of. It's really short of a class. It's 1240 to 135.
Can I ask who the professor is?
Ooh. Professor Anguiar?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
I got really lucky with my Spanish too. All of it's online.
Mm.
No Zoom call, no nothing. It's just asynchronous.
Mm-hmm.
I got real fucking lucky.
And I didn't really want to have an online class at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I was thinking of the other Spanish class that I was thinking of taking that was online Fridays, but I swear to God, I still feel like this one was online Fridays. And it would have made my life so much easier.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, and I don't know, hanging out with people in my spare time.
Nice.
Yeah. I got a new car.
Oh yeah, this
Q-Bert's no longer. Subaru. It's a Subaru now. Q-Bert's transmission shit the bed when I was in Florida.
Have you used your free Frosty thing yet?
No, but my dad still has it on his keychain.
Okay.
He'll get it in the summertime.
I have used one. Continue. Sorry.
So yeah, I got a new car. It's a Subaru Outback. It's beautiful maroon red.
It is a very nice car.
And still mourning Q-Bert, but it's got heated seats. It's pretty luxurious. It's got a car starter. Yeah, I'm living the life as a Subaru granola person.
Did you get the little
the badges came?
Yeah, the badges.
And the tragic thing is, it recommends to put them on in room temperature.
Yeah.
So I can't put them on right now because it's too damn cold out for it to stick.
It is 40 out right now. Maybe you can.
It is, but I'm scared that they're gonna flake off. They're pretty flimsy. I'm surprised. They're probably, I think they're the same materials like the letters on the cars.
The vinyl,
just the name of the car that I put on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I thought they were like metal.
No, they're plastic.
Whatever. That's lame.
It is pretty lame. But they look cute. And it's pretty small, too. I'm like,
Which ones did you get? Free.
I got, the little rainbow.
Nice.
They have the weirdest little pictures for the hobbies.
Yeah.
I got the rainbow, gardening, recycling, stargazing, and I think it's like five or six. Nature. It's just like a leaf, like eco.
Yeah. What's the stargazing one?
It's literally just a little telescope with some stars.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that one.
I'm excited to put them on when the weather gets really warmer.
It should be soon.
Yeah. It's crazy how 47 feels way warmer than fucking -0.
Yeah, Joe and I were walking down here and we were talking about that. Like, I'm not even wearing a jacket. Like, it was such a drastic change from yesterday, the day before, to now. Which is scary.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that no one fucking gives a shit, so which is a problem.
Tis a problem. But yeah, it's crazy. It is really weird because I still keep getting those little spurts of energy where I'm like, is this gonna feel like, fall again? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's not gonna go away until we have a record of yes, these semesters have been fucking good. Until they've been replaced.
I feel like our first spring semester was still pretty good for me.
That was for me,
it's
too.
It just seems like the falls are not good. And that's what I hear from a lot of people, that fall is just the worst.
Yeah, semester. I was talking, I do research with Dr. Baldessari. So I do feather work.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was there with me. She was also doing the same thing as me. And I was talking to her about this spring semester is, really good, relaxed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, she was saying the falls are the worst because you're always you're cramming as much credits as possible because there's so many classes that are only fall and so many classes that are only spring. So when you're doing fall and only spring, you wait to take those classes in the spring, but you pack in all the fall spring classes so you can take those spring classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate the fucking fall semesters so much, dude. Next semester, I'm going to have to, take Calc 2, Orgochem and all the really hard classes, which I'm not really excited about. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried that it's just going to be...
Just prepare. I think mentally. It's got something to do with the breaks, if I'm honest. Because it's just, a month and a half for winter break?
Yeah, it's a big chunk of, just...
I think it's a good timing. Good time, though. As much as we like the summer... Yeah. The semesters, the lengths are both the same, It's just for the summers we get like two and a half months.
Does spring feel shorter than fall though? Like the semesters? Or do you think fall feels shorter than the spring semesters?
Well,
we're already on like the third week, which is...
Yeah, I think spring does go faster.
Spring goes way faster, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy. Like, my, at least mine, mm-hmm. so far. I'm like, third week. You know, like, oh, time to fly.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that, but I hope that this summer is going to be way better than last summer. Because I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do with myself. This is my first, you know, summer break, and it's longer than my summer breaks have ever been for schools.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I've been asking my professor, I'm like, so how do you do like a residency for mm-hmm. ceramics? Mm-hmm. And she's like, give me all the info. So I might try and apply to see if I can go somewhere within the state to just be like someone's understudy or just a studio help in exchange for, you know, there's ones where they pay me or they like supply the housing and I... You know, all I get to do is just help them out, and then I get studio space and work on my stuff while I'm there.
That would be awesome.
But there's ones where I do get paid, but I have to figure out where to live.
Oh.
But it's only for, like, a couple weeks, though, so I could just get a really cheap Airbnb and chill out for, like, the first couple weeks of summer break.
I'd rather get paid, to be honest with you, if it's only a couple weeks. I would
like
to
find one like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I applied for a really long, like, almost the whole summer, Natural History Museum in New York City.
Did you get into that yet?
I don't know. Oh. I just Oh, really?
That was a long time ago. You were talking about that.
I finished it the day it was due. So it was really hard questions. I'm just nervous. But yeah, that thing is really cool. I get like a $6,000 stipend. But I also get like housing and all that really good stuff. Like, I know it's... I don't get paid. I get, you know, the $6,000 stipend, but for that, for like 3 months or 2 months, or however long our summer is, but I think it's worth it because, like, New York City, man, like, if I'm getting free housing, $6,000 stipend, and I get to work with the Natural History Museum and those fucking professors, dude, I don't give a shit.
It's amazing.
$6,000 is...
Just don't fucking run out of money.
You know I would do that daily. It's going to be hard if that happens. But
cheap life.
Joe also applied.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that he has a way like more likely chance than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But if he, it's like the kind of thing, like if he gets in and I don't, I'm just going to go with him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go fucking with him.
To find a little temporary job down there, you know, work at a Starbucks.
I'm not going to have him go down to New York City without me. I know that sounds crazy, but I just want to be there.
I'm not going to fucking leave his side.
Yeah, dude. Kidding me? But if, like, we both get in $12,000.
Dude, pull it in.
That's all I have to say. So, be amazing. But if we both don't get in, then that's really fucking sucky.
I feel like one of you will get in.
I know, I feel.
You can double up, but the chances, I feel it.
I feel it. I'm so excited, but I don't want to get my hopes up.
Oh, don't do that.
But, yeah. But if none of us, like, either of us get in, then
there's always next year. Yeah.
But it's only next year.
Oh, really? And then they're done?
Yeah. Because we have to have another year after it, but. You know what I mean? So when we're seniors, we don't have another year of school after.
Keep forgetting that you're ahead of me.
Yeah, that is a little insane.
It's unfair.
I'm ahead of you in credit, but I have a lot of shit to take care of in my major. So
you take more classes than me, don't you?
70-something credits.
What?
For just that major, zoology major.
Not per semester?
No, not per semester. That's, like, impossible. But like
my god,
yeah,
because I'm like, man, I'm only taking like 15 credits a semester. How are you taking 70?
Well, technically, I'm
that's,
taking
that's the total amount of credits you need for that major, okay?
Yeah,
I need like 140,
yeah. So it's just like,
hold on. I get what you mean. I don't know, why
I'm taking 15 credits too, just per class, but I have research, so it's like 3 more credits. So like
per research thing on the side.
Yeah, so that's a credit overload. So technically, it's 19 credits I'm taking this semester. So, like, it's pretty cool, actually. The research I'm doing for Dr. Baldessari is quantifying house finch and lesser goldfinch plumage color. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And then, so that's going to be 2 credits. And then Joe and I are going to do a collaborative project on beavers.
Oh.
Yeah, with Dr. Sago.
And the little beavers here at the,
yeah,
at the creek?
Yeah.
Oh, I never see them. I know. I always see their dams.
I'm hoping we have to see them, because then it's a waste of time. But it's pretty cool. I'm really excited to do that with Dr. Sago, because when she, like, we went to meet with her last week, and she automatically was like, yeah, we're going to get something so we can get published and stuff like that. And, like, when you're in science, you want to get published. You're in undergrad. Mm-hmm. Because
my Spanish teacher has said he's published some things.
A lot of professors publish a lot of things. But
not a lot of, well, maybe art professors. I haven't heard my art professor say that.
But yeah. I'm excited.
Would you get credit?
Yeah, I get credit. Oh, it's cool. 3 credits. So
like credit in the paper?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So it's like bio 399 for the bird stuff, and then it'd be like zoo something something for the beavers.
Damn. Opportunities.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like at 19.
Damn.
I know.
I don't know if I can go above and beyond with my stuff.
What do you mean?
For my financial aid, whatever. That's like, you gotta go here for 4 years and then you stay after 4 years. So I can't stay longer than that, and I can't be shorter than that. I think. I believe so. So I'm kind of locked in.
Ooh. Sorry. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. I also can't take winter courses or summer courses, because that would bump me up.
With price?
With price? Just it would get me out of here faster.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What if you took, like, a random class?
In the thing?
In the winter or the summer, like, just it
would still count towards my credits and stuff. I think. That, maybe I'll have to double check. Any class. I'm doing my gen eds, and I've been doing, you know, after this semester I'll be done with my gen eds.
Right.
So then I'll be doing like my BFA requirements now. I'm in the BFA. I got accepted, by the way. I don't know if I said that. Which is basically just more art shoved down my throat, and I get to maybe have a little gallery exhibition, whatever.
Good.
I'm really out of the loop. Everyone was just like, do it. So I did. And I'm hoping to, I got to do that. I want to get a little studio space here. I emailed somebody, and I have to fill out this application. They're like, send us pictures of your artwork. Tell us why you would benefit from this. I'm like, dude, do you think even if I live off campus or on campus, do you think I got space to do my shit?
Yeah, honestly.
But it's hard because I can't put a wheel up there anywhere, because it's not ventilated upstairs for some reason. So I would just do like whatever.
Do your other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't know. Just having a little home base here.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice that you get that.
But the other thing that I kind of turned me away is I have to be there for like a studio, all the student studio critiques at the end of the semester. And there's some people in these studios I don't really like. So if they stick around and I have to be there, I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't kill me to have a little space and share it with some people. I don't know. It's a wait list, though, for next semester. But
I believe it.
I don't know.
It's okay. You'll get it at some point.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Want some more banana bread?
Yes. I'm like falling asleep.
I put, I don't know the name of any drug that makes you sleepy.
Banana bread. Benadryl?
Benadryl, yeah. I was thinking more hardcore stuff.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! I really do not.
Fix your microphone, Suni, so we go.
Yeah, come on, Suni.
Don't.
It's okay.
You're scaring me.
So we're at like 34 minutes right now.
Yes. I think we're all talked out.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like, out of it.
You're in the banana bread.
Like, I think we had a good talk. I think first podcast of semester can be 34 minutes, 35 minutes.
I hope that we're allowed to be here. I would assume so because we're a continuing podcast. Yeah. But that guy never got back to me about scheduling the studio thing. But really? My ID still works.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think it would be funny if someone came in and they're like who are you?
Yeah, whatever.
Having a secret podcast.
Yeah, that would be funny. All right.
Thank you so much for listening. If you do listen, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to make some banana bread if you have some bananas. Because it's really good and it's really worth it.
Add walnuts if you like walnuts, please.
Yeah.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.